Hi there, I'm Nina Ellis, and you've found the Ohio Country Podcast. Thanks for joining us. The Ohio Country was one of many names given to the region northwest of the Ohio River Valley by Europeans who came to North America hundreds of years ago, but it had been home to indigenous people for thousands of years before that. We're a team of journalists based at public radio station WYSO in Yellow Springs, Ohio, not far from the Ohio River, the Great Miami River, and the Little Miami River. This is a perfect place from which to tell the long, complex history of the Ohio Country. The ancestors of people who are citizens of modern-day tribes, like the Shawnee and Miami, had thriving cultures right here thousands of years ago. Archaeologists categorized those cultures into the Hopewell, Edina, and Fort Ancient eras, and most school children in Ohio learn about that. But what seems missing from many narratives is the fact that the descendants of the people who lived in those eras still exist, even though their governments aren't based here anymore. There are 14 states in our country that have no federally recognized tribes left, and Ohio is one. We'll explain why that is. Our podcast will bring you stories about how American Indian people are reaching back and connecting with their former homelands. Indigenous nations like the Shawnee, Wyandot, Miami, and others are growing, renewing their cultural practices and their languages, which were all devastated by their chaotic and violent removal from Ohio in the 1830s and 40s, but we see a new chapter being written in Ohio's history. In 2023, the Miami Tribe of Oklahoma celebrated the 50th anniversary of its partnership with Miami University, and later that year, the Hopewell Ceremonial Earthworks were given World Heritage designation by UNESCO. In 2024, a new state park called Great Council opened near Xenia and the former site of a Shawnee village called Old Chillicothe. The new park was created in partnership with the Shawnee Nations, and they lent their expertise throughout the process of creating it. Talon Silverhorn, a citizen of the Eastern Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma who works for the state of Ohio, was instrumental in the creation of the park. He's noticed that the settler version of Ohio history is full of legends told and retold.
When it comes to history, in my opinion, there's a lot more to be learned from the realities of history than, you know, what we portray and invent about history.
Those Ohio legends include heroic versions of historical events about white settlers and colonists like Daniel Boone. Catherine Wilson is related to Boone. She's the executive director of the Greene County Historical Society, and she's very happy about the new state park.
I am excited about it. I think that's going to be a great addition to the story. Finally, we're going to be able to tell and have the Shawnee help tell their own story rather than interpretations after a long time, and bring their vibrant culture here. So that it wasn't just about white people taking Indian land. We deprived ourselves of their experiences and their culture. So we're lacking too. And that's going to be such a tremendous opportunity to have them back.
Chief Glenna Wallace of the Eastern Shawnee Tribe had a major role in both the UNESCO designation and the new state park. She understands that these stories are sometimes difficult to hear.
The story is not a pleasant story, but all of us alive today, we weren't responsible for that. So why put the guilt on people? I don't intend to do that. I just say I come willing to speak to you, but I will always try to have a message of hope. I will always try to have history in there. I will always try to have humor in there so that you can go away and make the decision for yourself. Do I really know the history of Ohio?
We're going to bring you this 12-part podcast told collaboratively with Chief Glenna Wallace and many other tribal citizens, researchers, and scholars about the past, present, and future of the indigenous nations whose homelands are in what we now call Ohio. It may be the most important Ohio story you may not know. I'm Nina Ellis. Join me and my colleague Chris Welter from the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices for The Ohio Country, funded by Ohio Humanities and public radio station WYSO in Yellow Springs, Ohio.